T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro.
For over 37 years, Milam's Markets has had a tradition of excellence, where quality, variety, and service is second to none. It's your one-stop shop to the best tailgating or home-gating experience of the season. This week, get the celebration started with amazing deals on Dave's Killer Breads, Pete and Jerry's Free Range Eggs, Essentia Water, Coca-Cola, Sparkling Ice Plus Caffeine, Pop, and Bottle Oat Milk Latte, Pretzelia Burger Buns, and Grand Sweet Armenthaler. The ultimate tailgating or home-gating experience starts at Milam's Markets. Milam's Markets, Miami's family grocer since 1984.
During Jeep Adventure Days at Miami Lakes Auto Mall, get a brand new 2021 Jeep Compass for just $229 per month for 39 months with $2199 due at signing. Or save thousands off MSRP on select vehicles. Buy online at MiamiLakesAutoMall.com. Call 844-255-2474 for details.
This week, your Miami Dolphins will be on the road to match up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Show your support by tuning in on Sunday, October 10th at 1 p.m. Fins up.
Interest rates are at 2 out there. Interest rates at 2. You need to call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage today. Man, Michael Kotze's been making loans happen here in South Florida for more than 25 years. No nonsense. Any kind of refinancing. When you call Michael Kotze, here's his cell phone number. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Visit choicemortgage.com. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Where can you get a never-frozen 10-ounce hamburger plus fries for just $5.99? Nowhere. Except Flanagan's. Flanagan's fantastic $5.99 lunch is unbeatable. Featuring a whopping 10-ounce burger, chicken wings, fish, pasta, salad, soups, chicken. All of them are just $5.99 with a beverage purchase Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Flanagan's. Life. The way it should be. Run, baby, run. Flanagan's Rockin' Rib Run, November 21st. Free ribs, Joe's Pale Ale, plus 19 Crimes, Cupcake Wine, and Castronova Wine for registered runners. Register online at flanagansrockinribrun10k.com. For non-runners, wristbands will be available at the event. Just $10 for unlimited ribs and beverages while supplies last. Flanagan's and Big Daddy's are now hiring for all positions. Flanagan's, still the one for ribs.
Offers can't be combined. 36-month leases, $8,500 due at signing. No security deposit required. Trade value based on excess of wear, tear, and mileage. Excludes $8.99 dealer fee, tax, tag, registration, and title. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives. Will reimburse payments up to a total of $1,200 based on purchase at MSRP. Ends 10/31/21.
Buy now and save really big at Toyota of Hollywood. Choose from over 1,000 Toyotas at up to 50% less. 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used. Like a pre-owned 2020 Camry. Not $27,000. $18,775. Or lease a new 2021 Camry LE. $90 a month. Pre-owned 2020 Corolla. Not $22,000. $11,775. Or lease a new 2021 Corolla LE. $56 a month. Buy any new Toyota and we'll make your first 12 payments. Plus, we'll pay you up to $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the mid-90s, I bought a piece of land hand in Austin with a credit card check and built the very first micro distillery in the history of the state of Texas. I'd never built a still before, so I did some research and designed and built my own pot stills based on Prohibition-era bust photos I found in the library. I didn't know then that this was kind of the start of the American craft distilling movement right here in Austin, Texas. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's handmade vodka distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
Before all the weekend's big football games, listen to Against the Spread Sports Handicapping Show on Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9 a.m. with Kevin Todd and Randy Rosenblum, the number one sports handicapper. They turn outcomes into incomes. Against the Spread every weekend on 560 The Joe and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. We had Coach L talking Hurricanes basketball, and now we keep talking Hurricanes basketball. Joining us, University of Miami coach Katie Meyer is with us. Coach, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Katie, how you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It's been a minute, hasn't it? Yeah. I'm doing good. Real good. Thanks.
Glad to hear it.
We're hopeful, you know, that we're almost back to normal, so we'll see you on the basketball court this year and not from a skybox or something.
I know. Well, yeah. I believe it will happen.
So let's probably start there. This time last year, college basketball was kind of in doubt, and you had all this COVID stuff going on, which changed how you practice, how you played games, how you communicated to your team. What's it been like this year?
You know what? It's kind of like you just dust off the old 12-month calendar, is back to normal. The recruiting was back to normal, which I think was a real big difference, doing visits in homes and having them on official visits and all that. And then the season, the start of the season sort of always overlaps that. So we're on the road recruiting. We're going into players' homes, and then they're coming here on the weekends. And, well, by the way, you started practice already, so it's a really busy time, and they kind of forgot how busy it actually was. But we're right in the thick of it now. We've got six practices under our belt, and we've already had four recruits on campus, and we've been going into the homes. So it's really, really busy, but I'll take that over last year when we were all sitting there wondering what tomorrow would bring, right?
Well, yeah, because last year you were kind of like the you were the team that the ACC said, well, Miami, well, you were like Mikey. Let's have Mikey try it. Mikey will like it. Oh, we need a game. Miami will play. Need another road game? Miami will play. Don't worry, Miami's here to play.
Don't worry, they'll play Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday, right? We'll do it. And that's it. That's what I'm glad we're known for. If that's what we're known for, that if there's a ball and there's a basket and there's a pair of sneakers, we're going to play hoops. And, a lot of people are desperate for that opportunity, and we weren't desperate for it, but we certainly welcomed it, and we were aggressive about filling in games when we were needed. And I think it really kind of changed the culture in terms of we weren't sitting there feeling sorry for ourselves. We were stepping up and playing.
Katie, do you think college sports in general has gotten enough credit for playing the game last year. I'm such a proponent of what college sports did for everybody and how they came up, and this, specifically the University of Miami, stepped forward early in that category.
1,000%. You know, my take on the whole thing was it was a very, very difficult time to be a leader, but it was a very necessary time to lead. And so I think from the top down, our president, our board, our athletic directors, our administration, everybody, that leadership was amazing. It was strong. It was clear. It was decisive. We knew both sides of the equation. Every time we were making decisions, it was informed. So I think it was a really big deal that we did that.
Katie, what is it now that practice is underway? It's another season rolling around. When you get to this point, you're starting practice, you're bringing your team together. What do you look forward to the most at the beginning of the season, during the beginning of the practice season, I should say?
It's funny. The first week, I do a spreadsheet, and you guys know me well enough to know how organized I have to be mentally in order to be so just in the moment on game day, right? I have to do all sorts of spreadsheets and planning and everything else so that I can just be present. And so I have this spreadsheet that's now about 8 pages long of all the stuff we're going to get in for the season. What are my goals? What are we doing the first week, second week, third week? Every year the goal for the first week is to set a competitive and intense tone. That's my number one goal. You know, whatever we get in, whatever we teach, but that. It's my favorite time of year to do that. That is the number one thing to do. Just make sure the players, they might forget what you put in. They might forget the play call. They might forget whatever. But they understand when they show up at practice, there's a competitive and an intense tone to everything that we're doing. And that I have seen with this team. It's going to remind you of some of our past great Miami teams that just get after people. You're going to really enjoy this team.
Katie, we were talking with Coach L, and, of course, we brought up the portal. And on the men's side of it, there was over 2,000 players that went in. And give us your experience of the portal.
Well, you know, I think it does change. You know what? When you really, really think about it, it changes more so the, are you going to go 4 years deep in recruiting? Like, are you going to start recruiting them as young as you used to? If that investment isn't going to pay off, right? Mm-hmm. So it does have a different formula of there is a quick fix out there. There's also a quick exit sometimes, right? So those type of how long term is your relationship building? Now, for me personally, right now we have 4 freshmen, and I am really excited. And we did have to recruit them for a long time. They did miss their official visit. It was a COVID class. But they have shown up, and they're going to be great Miami Hurricanes. So I love that long-term relationship. So it changes some of the planning that you do. We'll take it when it's available, and you can be aggressive in the portal when you need to. But I don't want to miss the long-term relationship building. I think that's the essence of college sports.
During your years at Miami, you've always done a great job of building your backcourt. Looks like you'll have some backcourt depth this year.
Yes, if we stay healthy, for sure, because we returned, two of the best Hurricanes we've ever had, Mykia Gray and Kelsey Marshall, and they're coming back, and they're fifth-year seniors. We missed Mykia all of last year, but we have added, and then you have Carla Arjevitz, who wasn't even supposed to play last year. She was transferring in. They changed the rule, I don't know, about 5 games in. She was eligible to play, and so she took that 3 year and did a lot. But if you imagine that this is her first year, and you have Marquia coming off of not playing a year, then you really only return Kelsey Marshall, right? Mm-hmm. But we're going to have a very fun and exciting backcourt. The freshmen are very talented.
You also know that you have a successful program when other teams come along and pick off your assistants, right?
Yeah.
And so, because what they're saying is, I like what's going on in that program. Let's try to get some of that magic. So you've lost a couple of assistants, but you've brought in a couple, and certainly one is very familiar in Shanice Johnson.
Yeah, and when you lose an assistant to a head coaching job like Octavia Blue, who's an all Hall of Famer here, and Derek Gibbs and Carolyn Teeger, and the list goes on, Lynn Bria, I mean, that's also a testament to, in terms of the exposure that we do give the staff in getting ready. And Shanice Johnson was sitting there last year. She was in an auxiliary position for us, and it didn't take me, but I mean, I knew what her mind was as a player, and I knew how much she loved basketball, how passionate she was. But she's a great teacher. She's passionate about teaching the game. And whenever she had an opportunity last year to jump in and do anything to help teach, she was phenomenal. So when I knew we have an opening, that was an easy call. You know, hey, we got one of the best players, if not the best, to ever play at Miami, who's finishing up her WNBA career, but probably had another couple of years left in her, but had to make a tough choice. Do I want this full-time coaching gig at a top 25 university and a top 25 women's basketball program and help at my alma mater, or do I want to play another year and a half in the league? And she chose her mission, which is to help young ladies and to really elevate people on this program. So it was great. It was a win-win for both of us.
I'm sure that Joe is going to hit you with this question, so I would probably want to get it in first. Thanksgiving, I believe there's a big tournament in the Bahamas. Is Joe invited to that, or what's the deal with that one? You know,
all you guys got to do is make sure it's live on WQAM, and we need one of you to come. Then, I mean, that's easy.
Takes both of us. We both got to go, and the wives.
Get that done.
I don't make those high level decisions, but I'm.
He's in.
I'm looking at Thanksgiving right now, and.
I'm all for it. Yeah. Let's do it.
I don't know how good I'd be at announcing, but I can put on the suntan lotion, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of that, though, you always try to get your team as ready as possible and with as challenging schedule with a challenging schedule every year.
Oh yeah, and this year, we bit off a lot, you know. But you know, what do they say? If you bite off more than you can chew, start chewing, and we're just gonna start chewing. You know, we've got. I believe the game at Maryland, which we actually requested, it's part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge, but we have been trying to get Mike Gray back home anyway, so it was one of those, hey, if this is an opportunity to make this matchup happen, can we do it? So at Maryland, which they're the possible national championship team this year, Indiana Elite Eight team, we're going to play them, Washington State, Tulane's coming here in a tournament, and this is just a non-conference. I mean, my God, then you have the conference school, so it's a heck of a challenging schedule, but we are I want to play the best basketball we can play. And sometimes you make a schedule and you how do we get to this many wins, and you look into November and December and January, or you say, hey, I know what happens when we played at Louisville last year, or when we won it, you know, the year we played great. You know, and if there's two or three in the country, one time we beat them, the second time last year we came up, 2 points short? So, like, it brought the best out of us. And so that's what scheduling can do for you, too. If you don't get too upset about the wins and losses and you feel good about your team, but you want to see, what are we capable of, really? You know, you go for it. And that's what we did.
You know, I think one of the hallmark things about you and Coach L is the value that you guys put on the relationships you have with your players. And you never take it for granted. And I think at a high level coaching that you guys are at, and the amount of players that you have come through the door year after year after year, but you know, you always seem to embrace those long lasting relationships with your players.
I do. And if you think about it right now, we have Morgan Stroman working in our program as well. So it's one thing to say, hey, you keep up, or, you know, recruit staff. How is it with your players? Do you are you in their lives forever? I'm like, well, I have hired two of them. I must think pretty highly of them, and they must feel okay about me too. So it's a lot different when you really have that really in-depth, I trust you, I want you to be a part of my life moving forward, I want you to be a part of my professional life as well. It's a real honor, and I think, you know, that's that's where you can talk the talk, but we really walk the walk down here at Miami. It truly is family.
Yep, you sure do. All right, as always, great pleasure to have you on the show with us. Do you have any lines for Don in a football game next week? I know you pay attention to that. And so you could contribute to the Hawkman and Crowder.
Wow. All right, I'll text you some because, you know, they're going to be from a Broadway musical. I'm going to get you
I'm a Broadway guy. I'll have them already. That's good.
All right. I'll text you a few and then we can tell them on air. I'll have to get a pre-approved though.
So is it 2,400 minutes? Or, is it 2,400 minutes? How's that one go from? Is it Rent? You'll tie minutes into a game or something.
Katie, text me. We'll get him on. Believe me.
All right.
We'll turn
awesome.
The tables
I'll
on Hawk.
I love it. All right. I love that segment. I go nuts over that one. I'm in it.
Okay. You're in it.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
I love her, man. She is such a great coach.
Built a real program from scratch. I mean,
right.
You know, that was tough sledding there for a couple of years and has taken that program to a very high level.
You know about organized, relentless in the pursuit of excellence.
Yeah, great recruiter.
And I like what she says. I want to play with some edge.
Yeah.
She wants to play with some edge.
Finds a style of play, recruits to that style.
Yep.
You got to find some, you know, the odds are kind of against you in ACC basketball here, right? So both her and Coach L have found a way to compete at a very high level.
Yep.
Speaking of competing at a really high level, our next guest is doing that right now. Having a great season. We'll talk Hurricanes volleyball when we come back.
Text 560 The Joe, WQAM on the Kendall Toyota text line. Sponsored by Kendall Toyota. Selling your car? Don't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.